Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And I am Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. We got a cake, a whole bunch of boxes behind us, the original three hosts, and nothing much else for this very special episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 23, or better known as Episode 100 of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Or 100, or according to the cake, 100th episodes.
100th episode. Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute, about whatever company you got the cake from will no longer go there every day because they don't have that proper grammar.
Well, I'm not going to mention that company, though.
Your company. Anyway, yes, episode 100 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at tabletopbattlefield.com. And literally, normally the last episode of the year is where we have absolutely nothing to discuss and just totally BS for 45 minutes. But instead, that's going to be this episode because we're almost at the end of the year anyway. And, well, it's the 100th episode, so let's have some fun. Ryan, why don't you, since we started making fun of the cake right off the bat, you want to talk about what you got here?
Sure, I just decided to have a cake since it's on
episode. So what type of cake is it?
It's actually, when I ordered it, it's actually, and it was an Incredible Hulk cake. But
yes, I can tell, the Incredible Hulk right there. It's all over it.
It looks green.
It had green and, green and cracks, and then it had like a Hulk figure right on top of it. So I just asked them to remove the Hulk figure, and the rest of it just looks like a battlefield layout. So that's why I like it. First one stood at me. Chocolate cake, normal.
Okay.
Normal small cake, so.
And then Ryan decked it out with a whole bunch of game figures.
Then we have figures, and we have a little video of that, too, so.
And we got a Star Wars going into the cake, kind of resembling WizKids and this whole entire show, for that matter.
It's the Star Wars pocket model Death Star that come with the original starter kit, which is sitting right here.
Death Star, you mean Star Destroyer.
You mean Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer, yeah, Star Destroyer. Whatever, we all suck. and it's crashing in nose first into the cake, just like the Super Star Destroyer did in Return of the Jedi, which apparently is one of the only three officially recognized movies of Star Wars by Kyle. But
then you have some Heroescape figures all around the board. You have one of my favorite figures because it reminds me of the time when I kicked Jason's butt.
That's the Monsterpocalypse hyperform of one of the two Japanese mafia guys from Monsterpocalypse.
Yeah.
Shadow Sun Syndicate.
Yes.
That's the faction name.
Yes, then we have a mecha in the front. We have Ruby Gem Sparkle in front.
Who's just sticking out of the cake.
Basically flying, levitating.
Is there any surprises in the cake? Like any figures? I just want to make sure that if we are eating, we don't just suddenly bite into something.
Actually, I didn't think about that. You know?
I'm just making sure. Because I kind of don't like those kind of surprises for some odd reason.
I broke my tooth on a mech.
Actually, I could have put in some of the paper mechs inside the cake.
Oh, jeez. I don't think he did. He talked about the Mech Assault figures.
Yes.
Not Mech Assault. Oh, goodness, no. No. Mech Attack. Mech Attack.
Mech Assault
is heresy and is generally stricken from the records.
Just like Star Wars episodes 1 through 3.
Yes. Along the same lines.
Yes.
Then we have some StarCraft guys fighting on the corner here. Yeah.
So let's talk about a little bit of what we're really going to do for the most of this show. We're pretty much going to look back and talk about kind of the history of how we got here from how we started, which is going to be interesting.
It's kind of a blur in my mind because it's a whole bunch of misfortunes and mishaps and outright ludicrous.
Just been censored out of your brain. It's like, no, I don't remember that part of my life. I don't want to know how I started the show. I don't want to remember the very first time I introduced myself that I asked Jason to permanently censor delete forever because I'm so bad.
Along with censoring all my every other word that I was saying in the episode.
Yes, that first episode. It's still up there. At least the audio file's still up there anyway. Actually, the video file.
Is there a lot of bleeping?
I'm not playing with that thing. It probably sounds off on the microphone. I have a little wire thing I'm spinning around the desk. That's what
you can
do.
Use this.
Yeah, use my Mech Warrior Power Clicks Ring. No.
Wow. And we have reached an all new low.
This is like one of those, for the infantry figures and mech warriors, a ring you put on that you use to turn their bases because they're so poorly designed how the click style worked and they often got stuck.
Must he explain?
Yes, must explain. It's a fun little bit of history. But anyway, about the history of the Tabletop Battlefield and how we got to the spot that we're at right now.
How we got to the 100th episode right now, really. Yes.
No one will ever know.
No one will ever know. No, actually. So anyway, I think the very first show we shot on, I don't know the exact date, was like January 2nd, 2007.
Yes.
It's right around, it's very beginning of January. 2007. Yes. Cause I remember we started right at the beginning of the year. I think it was January 2nd, but I don't remember the exact date. And I remember I picked Kyle because Kyle and I have been friends for years. And as basically, we played a lot of MechWarrior with him pretty much. That's why the first show was about MechWarrior. Just
they focused on their strengths.
Yes. Well, MechWarrior might have been the strength, but a lot of the other stuff wasn't the strength. We had one camera, no microphones. I believe we had
no lighting.
No lighting. We had, what was in their crappy apartment where we lived basically in the project.
Scenic backdrop no. or anything like
We had a scenic backdrop.
No, yeah. Not for the first episode.
First episode, we had the two MechWarrior posters.
Oh, that's correct. Yes,
this it was after that where we got the crappy just blank wall in the background.
We had
for
Matt's
season.
Pez displays.
Yes,
Matt was our old roommate. His Pez displays for a while. You already moved into the house at this point.
Yes,
you replaced Josh, which is our guy I originally moved in.
I only met him once or twice.
I think I only met him once or twice, too.
He didn't stick around very long, because he ended up going to Texas, and that's a whole other story. It's nothing to do with the show. But anyway, do you remember, I'm trying to think of how I actually convinced you to finally actually record this show. Because it really didn't take a lot of convincing. You know, you're pretty up for it. Because I think I said, we'll try to record it, and if it's bad, no one will ever see it.
Yeah, pretty much
and
that.
And it seemed good at the time.
And
at the same time, I was just playing bored, I think, and decided that...
That's the title for this show. It seemed good at the time.
And it seemed good at the time. Granted, I mean, it probably sucked horribly. I think it did suck horribly because I said crap every of the two words. Crappy whiskers, crap this, crap
bombs. And I started dropping some other bombs.
Not too often on the show.
No, not for the first episode. First episode, I was calm. I think it was by the fourth or fifth episode, that's when I started saying monkey something something something.
Yeah, you had this obsession with the monkey in the corner. It's just like, because we all tried to be funny, but a lot of times it wasn't very funny.
Actually, the times when didn't try to be funny is when we actually were funny.
Yeah, okay.
No, it was
the empty filler funnies that weren't very funny.
No.
Yes.
Where we'd get some lull in the conversation, and we would be like,
it's like, what were we talking about? Oh, yes, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, once again, we're not prepared for anything.
There really isn't. There wasn't really a lot of preparation. I think the first episode we did have some preparation. Cause I remember
ever any preparation?
Barely.
Never.
Barely.
Barely.
It varied from what we're talking about from some of the themes. Like today,
like,
there's
we kind of know what we talk about 2 minutes before we start the show. We played the game for like 2 minutes. We know what we're talking about.
No,
we're
experts. The very first episode we actually did have some preparations. Remember, I had my old Pentium 3 Dell laptop that the thing was so big. If I had something in front of me here, you'd see, it'd be like me with like Wilson from Home Improvement. You'd see my eyes sticking over it because it's such a huge laptop from like that I got free from my old work because they're going to throw it out. Because I remember, because we listed out what we want to talk about, which was the future of MechWarrior, I believe.
Yes.
I think it was.
Which we said wasn't much, and we were correct. How much longer after we said?
2008. End of 2000, November 2008.
We did a second episode where we brought someone on of
Owen.
MechWarrior.
That was Owen.
And we were talking about how long it would last, WizKids.
And I believe
you guys actually did predict that.
Yes. We'll just tell a quick story right now. Almost two seasons ahead.
Yeah.
But because we were talking then about in the last half of that episode. The first episode was something about like what to do with MechWarrior now because WizKids hasn't supported it in such a long time. They haven't shut down yet. At the time we recorded the episode, they had not shut down. Now, keep in mind, that's a very key point. The time we recorded the episode.
That was the first episode we talked about where MechWarrior was going the rules were horrible, the figures were, you know, stats were awful. Just everything
Power creep, in general,
was going downhill. So in the second time we reviewed it, which was Owen.
I was on the show twice. I forget what, I don't know.
With Owen, where we were talking more about WizKids as a whole. Even though MechWarrior was a major part of the episode where we predicted that it wouldn't last very long, and apparently...
we were right.
Because right after we... Right before we released the episode, they went under.
Yes. I remember because the second part of that episode, the one we recorded the day before Topps announced the closure of WizKids. And what we're doing is we're talking about what games will not survive the next year. And we're basically going through, you know, all the games that have been out that year, trying to take our guesses on what wouldn't survive. And we, the very end, we made the comment something like, how can a company, in referring to WizKids, survive when 80% of their games fail? And it turns out the next day, I get a call from Owen. When Tom shut down WizKids, I want to look into this. So it sounds like I've recorded some an apology that got stuck in the front of the episode because it felt so bad. It's like, oh boy. Yeah.
You felt bad?
Well, not really. But
it's WizKids.
I generally don't feel very bad in making fun of companies. People, on the other hand, don't want to do that. But companies can make fun of them all you want. That's allowed. But Yeah, so that's kind of how that thing started. But anyway, let's go back to the very beginning of the show. Because after that, we did about 6 or 7 more episodes of Kyle was on some of them. Some of them were just me talking absolute garbage. It didn't make much sense.
The only things that really did go well were your later on show how to make stuff.
Yeah, that's a funny story about, because the second episode is where I did the first build episode. It was Elysium Temple, the original one. And I originally would do those every now and then, basically as a filler episode when I couldn't get other people on. But it turns out that's kind of what people like the most.
That turned into a show aside from the podcast all by itself.
Yeah. Eventually I spawned off Green Gaming and some other stuff I did on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But literally that's...
Which was the only popular thing probably about this whole show.
It honestly kind of is the most popular things. If you go look eventually when I got to the point where I had multiple cameras going, doing like the close-ups and the faraway shots, a cut between those, doing the build stuff, people would go, and that's like what they would say what they liked best about the show was the episodes I did build things. I did such clear explanations, step by step from the very beginning, showing me what I was doing, how it finished, all that kind of stuff. Which, well, whatever. That's kind of what happens. You release something and people do what they want.
And now back to the crap that is this show.
Now back to the crap that is this show.
For all two of you that watch it. Including me.
Including you.
Not including me. I don't even watch the whole...
Have you ever watched the entire episode at all, honestly?
Remember the one time that you guys, after you made... You said you were going to team
up on
me.
Season 2, episode 1.
You said you were going to team up on me and you did. I finally went back and listened to this. Kyle's not even going
to
listen to this.
Oh, you listened to it. You didn't even watch it. So you have not watched any video episode then.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
There you go.
But anyway, we flash forward a few episodes. We get to episode number 8, which unfortunately is no longer available because it's set so bad. It was Ryan's first episode.
I have no idea what I talked about that time. We
were talking about HeroScape, like, tactics, per se.
I wasn't on this episode.
No, you weren't on this
and
one.
I just started playing HeroScape 10 minutes before we started.
You played a little bit beforehand. It was, you know...
I had no idea what I was talking about.
Because it was literally, like, Sunday night of the week you had to release this show. I'm like, oh, crap, I have no show, I got nothing scheduled.
Ryan's upstairs into
the bedroom. I don't know if Ryan even knows what a podcast is, but we're going to find out and put him in front of this camera.
I'd be like, Would you have to say that was an epic failure?
It was a terrible failure, yes.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But it got him started, and he's done a lot better now.
Heck yes.
Yes.
Well, broadcasting is what I want to get into, so eventually I did get better.
One would only hope so, too.
But no, I remember most of the second time I was on, which was
episode 15 or 16, something like that. We're talking more HeroScape stuff.
I knew
once
it better.
Once again, I wasn't...
I was actually watching the beginning of that show today.
Were you?
Yeah. It's like I had more hair back then. I believe it. Yes, I am getting a little more bald now.
You're getting more bald?
Yeah.
Priscilla, she loses hair.
She can say yes.
She said yes.
My wife says yes. Yes.
Is he going to go Mr. Clean if he goes too bald?
I hope not.
You know Mr. Clean, right?
I don't think she knows the creepy
spokesman with the earring and everything.
And changed completely his head.
No, I don't think so.
Don't worry about it. No. All right.
Anyway, yeah, we were talking about...
Let's do the story I have on that episode.
Yeah, the thing I remember is we were talking about different scenarios we were going through. You had a capture the flag scenario. Mm-hmm.
Capture the flag with your escape.
Yep, and I had just basically rush the base and attack it and... Mm-hmm. And that scenario kind of stunk because you basically saw through everything and totally annihilated me.
Well, I actually almost lost that one. I only got lucky because you had reinforcements that came in from the side.
Yes, I did.
And it was a gigantic giant guy. I forget what his name is, but it's a huge giant guy. And he's so tall, he can basically attack the top of the castle walls. Mm-hmm. And I... Who was it?
The giant.
Yeah, Nico Sa has the mind capture ability where he has... Or, mm-hmm. I think he rolled 20 on a d20 and he can capture beautiful. A figure. And I did that to this giant and just went along the top of the castle wall. Bam, 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 and cleaned everybody off. Yes. Ryan would have won that scenario, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
But yeah, we were arguing over the fact that samurai's a ninja.
Yes.
The same thing. And I have him actually on the cake right there.
Ryan made the famous comment, samurais and ninjas are the same thing.
I had no idea what I was talking about still back then. And I was still going...
You probably still don't know what you're talking about now.
Which, at least I we all know they're not the same thing, and that's not a very good thing.
Yes. Anyway.
So anyway, around that time, we also did our very first review episode, which is totally unstructured, totally messy, which was Star Wars... Actually, I should say the first review episode with two people on it. Oh, you're right. It wasn't. I think Star Wars Miniatures was the first one.
No, that came later. Yeah, Star Wars Miniatures.
Was like 7 or 8 somewhere around there. Pokemon was 13.
Yeah, Pokemon came later.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I got to ask you guys a question.
Okay, scrap that idea.
Before you get into StarCraft.
Okay.
Because that was...
Star Wars Pokemon or StarCraft?
Before you get into StarCraft.
Okay.
Because I don't remember Star Wars Pokemon. I don't want to.
no one really does.
Remember the episode I walked in through the door, and you guys were shocked about me walking in through the door because I was half naked and pink?
When was that?
I want to remember what were you guys reviewing.
Oh, yeah, it was wintertime, and we were shocked
it was fall.
You were walking outside.
I remember that. You're all pink.
Inside.
If you guys would watch the best episode we ever did, you know, where we were doing the... We were watching all the outtakes.
I remember this.
Rewatch it. You'll see our explanation of it.
Okay.
But
the first season where we did the Mr. Science Theater 3000 outtakes. Okay.
Yes. But do you remember what you guys were doing during the episode? Because I don't remember what you
guys were
doing.
I don't remember what we were doing either.
I know I was shocked to see when I yelled at you, I think.
Yeah, oh, I'm there sure was you a probably lot of did. Yelling. It was like, get out of here! Get out of here! What are you doing? I don't want an explanation. Just go.
Yeah, that was a little weird and creepy and disturbing.
And I explained it during the... Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to hear explanation even then.
Yeah.
No, but anyway. Yeah, so that we also got back to our first reviews, but the big thing in the first season, I would say, was... two things about the first season that were kind of big. One is when I actually got my Canon HV20 over there that I'm pointing at right now in front of Kyle's face.
Thank you.
Which actually is one of the first times I used two cameras. And on the episode 24, we did a build episode. I tried to use two cameras. It kind of was rough. Didn't work out quite right. But it's the first time I did that. Eventually got better later on. But episode 25 of that year is basically what I consider the very first officially recognized episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Yeah.
Because the ones before that were trials and prequels.
So what was the first review for that?
It was our review of StarCraft. It was the first time all three of us were on the show
and
together.
And actually had knowledge of the game.
It was a halfway decent episode. Granted, the audience thought Kyle was drunk on their YouTube comments.
And apparently I was getting engaged to some guy. I don't know. I still don't know.
Who said he enjoyed us while he was doing some illicit things.
Yes, and there's a guy who got stoned apparently before watched the episode and found it absolutely hilarious.
Yes,
that was also, you can find that comment, I believe, in the ninth part of the Star Wars review, or StarCraft review on whatever.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah,
and this was the time when I kept kicking your guys' butts in StarCraft and you... decided that it was best to team up on me.
Yes, it was.
One thing I love about those episodes, when I go back and I look at the YouTube comments of people who made comments on YouTube, and I love it when they say, the guy in the middle definitely made sense, and they're talking about me. I'm just like, that's amazing, because I had no idea what I was talking about during that whole
episode.
Actually,
you were never in the middle. You were on the end.
No, he was in the middle in that one.
I was in the middle in that
one. Until we got... the setup where I had the scoreboard going, I was sitting on one side.
I was actually on this side for the start until we got down here, and then I was on this side.
Yeah, you were on this side. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
he was on this side on that episode.
No, I wasn't. He was in the middle.
I was
in the middle.
Okay. I was in the middle.
Because I was on the left side.
Yes.
Ryan was in the middle. You were on the right side.
Yes.
That's the way it was.
We've watched the episode. Yeah, you haven't.
You can go back and take a look at it. Trust me, that's the way it was. I know that much. I've seen that part so many times. But anyway, season two was, I think, a lot of just kind of refining. We first got some kind of a backdrop in episode three. It wasn't very good. Definitely not anywhere near what we got here today. Hey, this is pretty darn good. I'm not going to lie. This setup we got here with the full curtain around us and everything, that's actually halfway decent. I mean, that's better than a lot of public access television shows. Yes,
it is. I should know.
How about compared to The Room?
What?
The movie, The Room.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that one yet.
We're a lot better.
I'll see them later.
But
so that was one of the big things of season two. We also kind of finally formalized our reviews a lot. The scoreboard, the So Sweet Hater Rate. So that actually came before the end of season one, but we actually had the scoreboard behind us to actually keep track of the scores.
Before, we had a whiteboard, I think.
And we didn't have anything.
No, we had something on there to write, I remember, because Ryan drew something.
That was season two.
Yeah, that was season two.
Because this thing here, the So Sweet Hater Rate board, if I wanted
to... What were we doing during that episode?
It was... We're talking about, I think, StarCraft Tactics. Yes. StarCraft board game Tactics.
Which I didn't know I was talking about then either.
Just making stuff up as we went. But Ryan... because I can basically replace the cardboard backing to this thing that I'm hitting it on right now. Yes. And I can put basically a white piece of tag board back there, which effectively makes this a whiteboard we can draw on and dry erase markers, which we had. And Ryan,
I did not do this purposely. I did not do
you
this
You drew
purposely.
What on the whiteboard?
What did you draw on the whiteboard? I can't remember.
I know, a lot of
it was
a lot of crazy things. Like I put a ring in my mouth.
I the one ring to put in your mouth.
Yeah, yes.
Before that, but regardless.
This was before Ryan became more professional.
I don't think Ryan had started going to school yet this time, so I don't think
he cared. No, he was talking about going to school.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, I think I was talking about going to school later on.
And the season two, I think, was when he actually first went to school, right?
Yes.
All that season.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, kept through season two, not a whole lot changed, got better with two cameras for the angles, I guess. And I think
make it more interesting.
I think I also started doing the fake multi-camera shots from the HV20 where I'd basically kind of crop each person and do like the fake transition.
And I think we actually started paying attention to what we were reviewing too a little bit.
I think we did, actually.
Hold on.
I'd like to think we did.
I know I did.
Every once in a while, I did.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing it took 100 episodes to get this conversational, you know.
So anyway, anything else cool from season two? I'm trying to think what else was fun.
What other things did we review?
We had the worst episode ever at the end. That last one was just horrendous. Let's not talk about that one.
Yes, that was the worst. You guys just want me angry too.
We were trying to get you upset. It wasn't working.
Yeah, that's all we're trying to do is get Kyle upset and get him to yell and rant, but that just didn't happen.
It didn't work.
Because I was being spiteful.
It's a big fail. It was an epic fail.
I was being spiteful because I knew what you guys were doing.
And, that's what happened in that show. So, season three. This is kind of when the show, I think, got pretty good.
Better.
Because we got the better, we got kind of what was a precursor to the backdrop we have behind me. This actual layout was actually kind of Kyle's idea. Because originally I had the whiteboard off to one side, and then these two fake wall segments off the other side. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was a dollar store tablecloth that kind of hung 6 feet down from those ceilings. It really didn't do much.
It was awful.
And just looked awful. It was only straight across. It wasn't the curved setup we have now.
Mm-hmm. And then we went off and got the paper for the Hate Raid and So Sweet.
Yeah.
We didn't
have the reflection of the camera staring right back.
Yeah,
we didn't see anybody.
Because the other problem...
When did the demonic voice come in?
That was season 2, episode 14.
Okay.
War Machine review.
Yeah.
So let's give a quick overview. War Machine, I guess.
I heard something. I hear what it was.
I don't know. I'll probably catch it in post. We'll fix it in post.
After you complained to me after I complained about losing and I was going to lose and I won.
Oh, that's happened probably a lot of times.
No, but that was the first time I played War Machine.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, you're right. Yes. But, and one thing about season 2 I forgot. We got our ghetto rigged lighting in season 2. The end of season 2.
Yes.
Instead of having...
You gotta take a picture of these lights so people can see them.
They're on the website. If you go into our... I'm pretty sure I got pictures of them.
And you showed how to
they're
make
actually
them?
Quite...
I never showed how to make them.
They're actually quite ingenious.
They're basically just, I don't know what type of... They're a lamp that's really high post lamp. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
And instead of the lampshade at the top, I took a colander, cut it in half.
You took a strand.
And wrapped it in aluminum foil. And it works. It actually works really well.
You should probably add a quick, like, you know, 5-minute segment.
I just explained in 30 seconds. It's a colander wrapped in aluminum foil.
Well, yeah, he just said it, so it'll show a picture later.
Yeah. Well, the pictures are actually on the website, I believe. But I mean, it actually really helps. If you actually take that reflection thing away, that you actually see a noticeable decrease in the amount of light.
Oh, yeah, there will be.
Because before that point, we either had A, record during the day when we have light coming in through our giant glass door, or B, at night, I had this massive 250-watt work lamp that would basically reflect off something at the base of the tripod and blind us all.
And we felt the heat from it, too.
Yes, it did.
Which, I mean, that thing generated so much heat.
The irony is that the actual real stage lamps are probably a lot brighter than 250 watt. That's actually probably like a small stage lamp in all reality if you're in professional equipment, but still. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because you get this giant bright reflectivity spot on the plexiglass board back here. You can see the camera, but no one's sitting behind at the time because Sarah hadn't come into this picture with her run the camera. So there's like,
although you could sometimes see Matt walking in and out of the kitchen.
Yes. I heard the roommate walking out of the kitchen. It's like these crazy guys filmed this stupid internet show.
They have no clue what they're doing.
No. But anyway, season 3, we get back to that. We had the cool setup and eventually
my feet got cold.
Yeah, his feet got cold all the time. Eventually we got to the final, pretty close to the final setup in terms of the scoreboard here moved to the middle and the wall segments went to the outside.
Yes.
And we basically ran that setup for the rest of the year, and not a whole lot changed in the season 3 in terms of production stuff.
I mean, the set did
we
change.
Did we have a new season 3 intro?
We did. We had a new intro every season.
Yes.
What was season 3's?
I remember. Was I the one that started season 3 or 2? Was that 2 that I helped you with?
I think it's season 2. We're out in like the little woods local park, walking with the camera, shooting these CG scenes, and some people were geocaching walked up to us. And what are you guys doing? Like crazy because we're basically trying to film. The opening scene was the battle mechs are walking along. There's one where I was basically walking along with the camera, trying to do my best to approximate the movements of a giant battle mech. So I had the camera held way up in the air like this, and I'm taking these gigantic steps through the snow very slowly. It looked like a nutcase doing what I was doing.
I usually do when you're filming.
We both look like nutcases.
Yeah, it's like nutcases. And we're like, we know what we're doing. Have fun. Yes, but no, season 3 was something with... It was just a new mech, the new yellow mech.
Improved the CG and didn't need to have an actual crappy camera movement.
Because that just didn't look all that great.
I liked the intro for this season.
Like the one where,
this one I think was the best one.
So yeah, it brings us to season 4, because season 3 we had a few new people show up. Joel came on for the first time, has been one of the regulars, and I think we had John Albers for the first time. Jerry was end of season 2 is when he showed up. Brent was season 3, I think. Yes, he was the first time in season 3.
Guest hosts.
Yeah, a lot of guest hosts.
We had a lot of guest hosts. Do we want to talk about guest hosts for a second?
Not really.
We could.
I mean, there's not much to talk about.
There's a lot. I mean, we had a lot of different people in season 3. It was just packed with
them. For StarCraft, the board game, when we reviewed the
Brood War
expansion. Yeah, the Brood War. We had Martin on the show.
What happened to that guy? You ever talk to him anymore?
I talked to him a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Marty, yeah.
The one that looked like...
Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah, look at Jesus, yes.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, yes.
Marty's still around. He's still working. I mean, he's basically almost in the same field I am. I think he's working with lighting and sound and stuff. So.
Okay. There was Brian, the youth pastor, who did the World of Warcraft review with us, which is not up here, but Ruby Gem Sparkle is right there. Yes. So that's the important part.
That's the important thing.
Yes.
I hate your
Ruby Gem
Sparkle.
Obviously
Owen
did
was season 2a lot.
MechWard and WizKids.
Mm-hmm. I forget who else. John Albers did Imperial Guard in season 3 then, which I think is actually the most downloaded episode ever. But that's more because Warhammer 40,000 than anything. Because Warhammer 40,000 just always got more downloads than anything else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the way it worked out. But season 4, as we jump into that, we had the new intro, which I always wanted to do that intro, where we literally had, like, whoever was going to be on the show, their profiles would show up during the video. That was kind of fun. Their little fun quotes that everyone had.
Wait. We'll talk about the end of season 3 when you gave us our Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah, because the lightsaber battle and the Christmas gifts and everything. Yes, oh, yeah. The t-shirts Ryan's got his on, Sarah, she's got hers on. I've had mine since season 2 sometime.
Although
I
love
I've
this.
I've had it on a couple
you've
times.
You've had it on a couple times.
Couple times.
What about the time... When did we do the time when we were doing structure tests, you know? Destructive
Texas. That was season fun. Three.
That was a fun episode.
That was a fun episode.
Did they actually get some downloads?
I'm sure it did. I don't remember off the top of my head what it did, but that was a fun episode. That was probably one of my favorite ones. We'll talk about our most favorite moments in a minute here. Yeah. But yeah, season four, so we had the little profiles and the intros. That was really cool. I liked the different quotes that people had, and it's kind of reflecting one of our kind of iconic quotes. Of course, Ryan and all dice hate me, and Kyle's was, Jason, what's wrong with you? That kind of highlights Kyle's feelings about my entire life, I think. Mine was always probability is conspiring against you, because that comes back way back from very early season
one.
Yeah,
you were all angry at me after I would keep rolling...
Your Steel Wolf dice. Those are rigged.
They're not rigged.
You don't roll that many critical hits in a freaking game. I don't care.
Just because I kept rolling 12s and,
13s and 14s. Oh, look, I got to roll a 60 and hit you. Oh, look, it's a 17. What do you freaking know?
Hey, remember, just because your guys were drunk and shot themselves.
Yeah, Vance Raiders did that kind of stuff.
And killed themselves and...
Whatever. Anyway, so season four was basically the biggest change in season four was addition of multiple cameras. Literally three cameras for just about every shot we had multiple people, so I can cut back like an actual real three camera setup. I learned that one from when I was at the video club
in
school.
Just in case somebody goofed, you can cut the scene and cut it to where it's like, okay, you're starting with this conversation here.
Yeah, that too. That also helps too.
It helps with editing.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah, that's kind of the cool thing. I bought two new cameras, two more HD little Canon. They're HF200s, they're basically your standard consumer level HD cameras, but they work fine. They work fine for this. I mean, you don't need anything fancy for this kind of stuff, and why, buy more for if you're just filming people talking.
Well, that was my first question was, how much money did you spend on it?
On what? The cameras?
Each one.
The cameras with the SD card were like 600-ish?
It was about 700.
600 each.
It was a good investment. Then.
Yeah, it's a good investment. I mean, it's worth the money. I mean, they're nice little cameras. I've used them for other stuff. They're basically anything I film documentary stuff with, where you don't need fast moving, video. You're gonna have good lighting. You're not gonna do anything crazy audio stuff. That's what I call them. They call them my documentary cameras. My HB20 is more of an independent film camera. Yes. Because that's a little bit better for that kind of stuff. It's a little more advanced. Some more advanced features. A little bit easier to use. A little more rich in terms of doing some things. It works more with better accessories. That kind of stuff. But so season four, we kind of ran through pretty much. That was a big thing of season four. We played some more games. We kind of refined some stuff. Andrew joined the show for a while. And he's still, whenever he comes back on. And that basically brings us to where we're at. right now at the 100th episode. So
Jason choking.
So what were some of our most favorite parts from this past series?
From the season? Yes, from this past year?
Yeah, whole series.
The whole thing?
If you had to pick, let's go around the circle. Ryan, why don't you just pick something that was just awesome. We've been talking for a long time already. Wow. All right.
What was awesome? I think our lightsaber battle.
Lightsaber battle?
Yeah, I think that was...
That was pretty fun to do.
Yeah, it was.
It was a pain to edit. I'll never do that again. But it was fun to do, and it was fun to shoot at the time.
I'll take the time to edit. I thought
you guys were being kind of stupid doing that.
Probably. I think you're kind of stupid.
But it was fun.
I mean, the funny little story about that is we shot that in my parents' backyard. And we thought we were out in the middle of nowhere, but apparently the neighbor kids next door saw us and ran over to my parents' front door and rang the doorbell and told my parents, there's someone in your backyard fighting with sticks.
And one thing also that you don't see is there's one point where me and Jason are clashing the lightsabers, and Jason breaks one of the lightsabers.
It just cracked right in half.
Cracked in half. We had to retape it.
I mean,
and redo that. I'm like, Jason, I kind of understand choreography. You need to be a little bit more gentle. Yes. Jason was really into it. He wanted to kill me.
Jason has experience from us growing up where we tried to kill each other with the plastic extending swords.
Yeah, we used to play hours of those things.
We can be gentler with
lightsaber. Until someone was actually down on the ground crying, we would keep battling out at each other until one of us was down.
Good old-fashioned kiss toys. Which, I mean...
And then you had to keep duct taping yours because mine was stronger.
Yeah, that's the whole... Yeah. We basically keep taping them and fix them, which inherently make them heavier and more dangerous and more painful, but we just kept doing that over and over and over again. It was, oh my goodness. But yeah.
That's where Jason's experience comes from.
Yes. I'd say, for me, I mean, one of my favorite parts... undoubtedly was, I think, along the same lines, it's not the lightsaber one, but the zombie one. That was a lot of fun to do. Yeah,
we got behind the scenes for that one, too.
Yes, we got behind the scenes coming a little bit for that one. Unfortunately, I actually got sick literally the week after we filmed it, so I didn't have time to properly edit it and shoot all the zombie stuff that I wanted to do. Mm. But it turned out pretty good. The lighting was kind of mismatched between some of the scenes.
Yes.
But when I bust in the door and he shoots me and stuff. But,
yeah, it was. But still, it worked.
I did the best I could with being sick for a week.
It worked.
But that was a lot of fun to do, and I really want to do more of that stuff in the future.
I'd love to.
So mine would have to be... testing the cases.
Testing the cases.
That was the most fun I had on the show.
Was it because you got to abuse WizKids figures?
That has nothing to do with it. That's an additional benefit.
Oh, okay. Which, by the way, if you've ever seen the intro, the bio video for Kyle on the season 4 intro is him taking my Dagger Here sword to the Games Workshop case and just ripping it apart.
And that's on the very end of the episode.
Yeah, it's on the very end.
If you see the credits of that episode, what episode is it, Jason?
Season 3, episode 19-ish, something like that.
Okay. Make sure, don't end the show at the credits. Go past the credits and you'll see Kyle. You'll see a very nice
show. Or just watch any season 4 episodes that Kyle's on. You'll see it too. Please.
Thanks. You'll see the full extent of it in that episode.
But,
you know, my hatred for WizKids cannot be tamed.
And we know
that. Yes.
And
so... Let's see. Let's go one more round of what we like and what didn't like. So, anything else? What didn't you like?
Well, I can't say what didn't I like. I mean, I can tell you what I did like. There's not much that I didn't like. I mean,
we already said the one bad episode. So.
I mean, I can tell you about games I didn't like. But as far as experiences, my one other favorite experience is when Kyle said, "Oh, did your." Mentioning about my husband, I forget what episode that was.
That's like 17
of them. That whole joke came about. I mean, I think that was one of the best jokes I think we've had.
Did you ever tell your current wife about that?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Just making
season
sure.
Season 3, episode 20 was a test about this. Casing.
You know, that's grounds for good separation there.
So, anyway, I guess that's just a kind of a funny joke that most people honestly probably never got
unless you went through.
We probably explained it once or twice.
We did. I'm sure we explained
it. It came
out
up so many times. What was that? What's something else that was a lot of fun to do? I mean,
flower cups.
Flower cups. That was always a fun thing to harass Kyle with.
Yes.
For the first two seasons, our old roommate, I think it was his, had a whole bunch of flower cups. Everybody said, like, cherry blossom flowers thing on the side, and Kyle would just flip out whenever he got one of those things. It would take him 20 minutes to get started, because he'd just sit here and curse up a storm about it.
That is another thing to mention. Usually, like, I mean, we got better over time, but usually, when starting episodes, it would take 20, 30 minutes for me and Kyle to get started.
Well, in the beginning, it was me that caused the problems, and then you just...
Then I started jumping
then
in.
Then it was just you, especially after your energy drink.
Yes,
the one
drinks,
day
drinks,
that you, we banned you from energy drinks after that.
Yes.
Wasn't that because he... No,
no
that
he
was,
had
that's,
an episode,
you're right.
He had an energy drink, and we banned him from energy drinks again on the show.
Yeah. I forget what he did to get banned from those, but I do remember that.
Idea. Was that part of the drawing?
I don't know if
it might have been. I think that was.
It was part of the drawing.
And you're right. It was. I think it was the same episode.
And you yelled at me for buying him this energy drink.
Yes.
I think it was a vitamin Y energy drink. Really didn't taste that good.
No, it was an actual energy drink.
It wasn't an energy drink, but it was a vitamin water energy drink, I think.
Was it? I don't know. Something.
I don't know.
But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about behind the scenes stuff. But we do have one short video to show you, as Ryan mentioned. When we were out shooting the zombie apocalypse trapped in the shed kind of thing, Ryan was walking around with a flip camera. I got a whole bunch of video from that, as well as some of the more entertaining outtakes from the actual video we shot. And we kind of show a little bit of that right now, I guess, and just kind of give an idea of what it's like behind the scenes and one of those little things.
And
so,
even though Kyle was not part of it, although we do mention him a lot.
Yes, we do mention him a
lot. I'm just that important. I mean, without me, you know, life itself wouldn't exist.
It's because Kyle forgot the shoot was at night.
No, because you didn't call me.
I didn't tell him. I sent him 2 emails, but that's not good enough. I didn't tell him, apparently.
The day off, remember.
Okay.
I'm the guy with the job. I actually have, you know, some place to go for work. You know,
that's true. You do actually have to get up and go somewhere for work, like the rest of us. So, Alright, well anyway, let's go ahead and let's roll the little clip and we'll come back in just a minute. So.
Hi everybody, this is Ryan, there's Jason over there, there's Andrew over here holding a gun. And yes, there's lots of guns here tonight. And what we're doing tonight is we're filming just a small short intro, right, to the Tabletop Battlefield?
Yeah, for our next episode, we're reviewing the game Please Stand By by Battle Bunker Games.
We've got more than just guns. We've got chainsaws over here.
Yeah, chainsaws.
So we're going to be defending ourselves against a horde of zombies. Is that right, Jason?
Yeah, match it if we need it.
Okay.
Or if we run out of ammo, this ain't gonna run out of any ammo anytime soon. So
yes, we are gonna be like head to toe with the zombies, and we'll give you an update later of what's gonna happen when we start shooting this.
Alright everyone, let's check your ammo. We are weapons free. Except don't do that after I shoot, or after I finish.
And I have a suggestion, get the tripod out of the shot.
I like your line of thinking, Ryan. I like your line of thinking.
That would probably be a good idea.
Okay, rolling. Okay, go ahead and roll it. Okay, we're rolling. Okay, Andrew, I have no idea what you're supposed to do, but I'm just going to say action and you do whatever. Okay, action.
Three incoming.
Oh, God. Oh, that is awful. Oh, that hurt me. That hurt bad. Ow.
So we're going to get ready to shoot this scene.
Alright, so Sarah,
you want
to get the camera, Ryan? Let's check the camera. Let's see the lighting on my face and make sure it's not too bright.
Let's see here. The lighting on your face. Well, it's pretty dark right now.
It's not doing anything.
Because it's not on. Now it's on. Okay. See here, the lighting, I think it looks okay.
Okay. Not washed out or anything?
No, not really.
Ready? Action? Swim faster, come on.
Okay, alright.
Action, glass breaking.
Good. Next shot.
All right, that's a take.
More times?
All right, let's bring the... Okay, right now it is... What time is it? It is 8:10. It's been an hour and 10 minutes about. Jason and Andrew have both fired their weapons, and I have still yet to fire my weapon. Feeling, I don't know, something. I think it's dislike or hatred, or maybe they just don't want me to see me satisfy myself by firing my weapon. I don't know.
See, the thing that Ryan doesn't know is about to happen is next shot is him firing his weapon.
Oh!
So he can probably shut off now.
Hey! Well, I'm gonna be happy about that, because I get to fire this.
I love that! He's charged out there.
But one minor note, we're missing one of our cast members. Kyle still hasn't shown up yet. And I don't know what to say about him. Right. I'm going to rant him a little bit because he's late. He's like an hour, it's been like almost an hour and a half, right? And he's still hasn't shown up. So, you know what?
He was supposed to slash the zombie's arm off of the chainsaw over there, but since he's not here, because he's going to save Ryan too, but that's not going to happen now. I guess Ryan's going to have to die.
See, thank you so much, Kyle. Now I have to die. It's ridiculous. Is it Andrew?
Just imagine the zombie getting crushed when the door shuts.
Yeah, slam the door shut, you know? Make it a little violent.
Oh, I'll add a little...
Yeah, just slam the door shut so you can use like a mushroom.
You're gonna have explosive guts right when the door shuts, right?
Yeah, so slam it. Okay, so right now we are shooting some of the shots for the final scene to where... we are going to come out of that. We're rolling! Where we're going to come out from that door. And, ooh, I like the two lights peeking out. That's great. That's a beautiful shot, Jason.
That's a beaut.
That's a beaut. And so what we're going to do is just walk out of the garage. Make it look like zombies are walking across the lawn. Yeah, you can do it again one more time. I'm still talking. Then we're just gonna come out and meet them. And Kyle still isn't here. Kyle, you suck.
All right, zombies, come and get us. But it's gonna cost you an arm and a leg. Zombies, you could have had a V8. Oh, forget this. Let's just do kung fu fighting. I can't do this with a straight face. I just can't do it.
So yeah, this is over with, And we might see you sometime
again. Hope you enjoyed the little video. Let's come back here. We're pretty much just about done and ready to go. So we got one more thing to mention that I know is not going to make a lot of people happy.
Or make plenty of people happy.
Or make plenty of people happy. Who knows? But yeah. Basically, we've done now 100 episodes of this show, and for a number of reasons, that's basically just about enough for me. So, unfortunately, the Tabletop Battlefield, Season 4 will be the last season. We'll be ending in 2 episodes left after this, so we'll be ending at the end of 2010 here. Yep. And a couple of reasons for that, I might as well list it off. Biggest one is this one I'm pulling out right now, which I'm holding up right here. Some people have noticed, early this summer, I started my own tabletop war game publishing company, and I've actually released my first tabletop space combat game, which does have a figure line coming out in about a week. Let me pull one of them out right here.
In a week?
Yeah, probably about a little over a week when this comes out. It'll be available for sale. Obviously, the fact that I'm now a publisher of tabletop war games kind of causes a serious conflict of interest when it comes to reporting as a journalist on them. So that's one of the big reasons.
And another reason is you want to really take over the show because it might end horrific.
Which, by the way, the game is called Legends of Kaladashia, by the way. I didn't mention the name of it. At Kaladashia.com, which is KALIDASIA.com. And it's on sale for $15 for the full rule book, stat cards,
and
tokens.
Will you be doing any more, just not tabletop Battlefield, but... episodes going into more when the more updates
in the game.
Yeah, so
yeah, we'll do other things. Yes. We actually have done other things.
Yes. No, I know, but I'm just saying for the game itself.
Especially the game, if you go on iTunes, there actually is a series of short videos called Beyond Kaladashia about it. I produce one maybe once a month, twice a month, depending on how busy I am with the game. This is my full time job right now. It's been my full time job for the past 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. So you can find more information about the game there, watch some of those videos talking about gameplay, some of the ideas behind it, and get news and sign up for mailing lists and things like that.
And Kyle, you haven't played the game right yet.
No. I don't think either of you. Oh, you played it. Yeah, I played it.
So I can actually say...
No, but I mean, if it's anything close to the beta version of the game...
Which we did talk about back in Season 3,
Yes, we did. We tested it, and I really enjoyed it, except for a couple major flaws. Which obviously would have been fixed by now.
It's a little bit cleaner, a little more refined version
of
that.
I told you, I still like the game, so...
It is a very good game. Especially with the models, it makes it
And this
so
is coming from
better.
Me, who hates most games.
Yes, he hates most games.
And I... You know me, I would tell you straight up if I hated the game.
Yes, you would. That's one thing about... you're not afraid to say if you hate something I've done. That's for sure. But yeah, but anyways, that's one of the big reasons. Other reasons is it just takes too much freaking time.
That and also
and the fact there's no income. I've never made a single penny off this show or the online army showcase ever. If I made money off it, I could justify spending time
on it.
But
and it's also the fact that unless we can continue to improve, this show will become dull and really become the show as it is now.
Because the thing that's just interesting in my podcast theory in some ways is. I know I could improve the show and make it a lot better. The problem is making it a lot better requires more time, not only for me, for my other hosts, and more dedication on their part. And if I'm not paying them anything, I just can't expect that necessarily from them. I mean,
I have to agree.
Yes,
as an accountant, I have to thoroughly agree with you.
That's just me just being practical. I mean, honestly, this show is my dream. It's always been my dream, and it makes sense that I could spend hours upon hours on it without making any money on it, but I can't expect that from my other co-hosts. I just can't. It's not practical for me to assume that. Even if you guys are doing, you probably assume we do enjoy doing the show, but I can't.
No, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have been here this long.
I mean, episodes, some of the review episodes take like eight plus hours to play the game two or three times to do the reviews.
And then another, 8 hours for editing for you?
Not quite that much.
Depends on the show.
A review show is probably around 4 to 5 hours of editing. This show will probably be a little bit less because I don't got to really. Because I don't got to do a lot of fancy.
But if you have fancy videos also on top of the review show, like the zombies and the lightsaber battle.
So my podcast theory is really: if you're not making any money off a podcast, there is really a practical limit to how good of quality you can get because you can't devote more than this X amount of time without sacrificing a job, without sacrificing basically your entire life.
Yeah. And it can only go for so long. We had a good run.
Yeah, we had a good run. Oh, yeah, we had a good run.
And, you know, we had fun, and, you know, hopefully you guys did, too.
We've got two more episodes left, right? So we'll still have fun with two more episodes.
And honestly, 99% of podcasts ever made never make it past 5 episodes. The fact that we made it 100 is freaking amazing.
Yes. That's why, and
for everyone who actually stayed with us from
the very beginning,
or
went back and watched all the very beginning ones.
Yes,
thanks for all your years of support.
Yes.
Thanks to all the people who wrote me emails. That's awesome.
Thanks for all the people who wrote me emails and didn't get a response.
I don't think anybody wrote me emails,
pal. You're going to make me cry here.
You really gave us the email episode in the first, like, 4 episodes.
No,
really,
I did every hour and all. Okay.
But thanks to everybody who linked up to my Twitter account.
Yes, and Twitter, of course. So I'll still be running the Twitter account. For the time being, I'll keep these shows up. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the Army Showcase yet. In all honesty, I probably will close down new registrations. I'll probably keep the content up, but I'll probably lock down editing and new registrations and things like that, because I'm not going to spend any more time developing it. Okay. I may turn to something else in the future, because it's becoming... It basically, potentially, with the recent actions of certain, basically, douchebag companies, it's becoming a liability for an individual person to run a... site where people submit third-party content gets submitted. It basically is going to cost me money to get basic legal protections in place and things. I don't want to pay that money.
Well, especially if you have your own company now.
Yes.
If it was done in the past, this is probably best to take down within a few months of the last episode, I would say. Shut it down.
I mean, I'll leave the content up there. I don't think there's anything wrong with the content that's up there right now. I'm not going to spend the time policing any new content gets put up like I did in the past. That's why it's not worth me having people add new stuff. Maybe I'll add a new article every now and then, because I can still access it, but I can do whatever I want because I run the site. But, you know, I don't know. But that's just the reality of it. So the site, like I said, it will be up there for at least for a while. That's pretty much about it. I mean, yeah, it's been just too much time and not making any money. So, oh, well, it's been fun. Thanks for all the years of support, guys. It's been, I'll miss doing
watching.
This.
Thanks for watching our insanity.
Yes.
If you ever see me out like that at a games convention, feel free to come up and talk to me. I'm generally pretty friendly most of the time, so.
That you know of.
Yes, I know. People have actually found me in games conventions before and talked to me about the show. So, yeah, feel free to come and walk up and talk to me about it.
Try
my game out. I got all local ones here in Michigan for the time being. Here.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I'm sure you'll love it just as much as us.
Hopefully.
And, you know, buy the game, help support.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. I'd love to make that my full-time job forever. But we'll see how things go. So, with that, any last comments? Oh, we want to talk a little bit about what we're going to do for the last 2 episodes then?
We might as well say.
Should we save it?
We'll save it. Okay. I mean,
keep it a surprise.
Yeah, we got to keep some secrets. You know, I mean, we already gave the biggest one of all, but...
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, it's going to be kind of a cool 2 episodes. Hopefully we can have the time to get it all done.
Now we talk about what Jason's planning to do. I mean, what are you planning to do, Kyle, after the show's done, everything's done?
Back to life.
Back to life.
Basically back to life. Ryan?
What about you?
Well, I mean, basically I'm probably going to start my own vlog in like 6 months and just start producing and directing maybe short films.
Anything in particular you're thinking about?
My main goal is to start producing and directing films. That's my main goal. Right now, just buying the equipment and just do whatever crazy stuff I can do in between. That goal is my plan.
Yeah, I should say probably we'll still be producing some videos. I know Ryan and I are probably doing little things like the zombie stuff every now and then. Just because that's fun to do, and just it's good experience to just have some goofy little thing
any
to work
on.
Any
type of battle scenario.
Anytime they need a... You know,
someone to die in a horrific manner, Kyle will be there to fill the spot.
Yes, that works. Or if you need someone to angrily yell while he's dying, or just yell.
Or be obscene some way. That's Kyle's job.
Mean, that's my job. I mean, you know, someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. All right, guys, let's end the show. Right, so any questions or comments, you can send them over to me at jason@rockosoftware.com. That's rockosoftware.com. Twitter. @TT_Battlefield and Steam is Rocker Robotics.
Always Twitter, RMANMAN4 will be beyond these shows.
And once again, I do not join the cult of Twitter.
And it will be beyond these shows, too.
Yeah, I'll still be running the TT_Battlefield thing for a while, because frankly, I am the Tabletop Battlefield, and that's not, and that least name's not going away. So, yes. All right, guys, thanks for watching. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.